Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Giddy Aunt Comedy.
Hello and welcome to what I'm afraid will be the final episode of Plebs PM Hughes in the current season. As I'm in splendid self-isolation of Chequers, I'm being beamed live into the House of Commons on a display screen, so we can carry on with the session as usual. I'm joined as ever by Speaker of the House, Lindsay Hoyle, who has generously allowed us to use the House of Commons and will be asking the questions.
You don't have to shout and cheer at everything, you know. I'm not a chuffing banter man. Right, let's get on with the questions. Like, first one comes from CW Gas. He says, now that you're self-isolated, do you bother getting dressed or do you just hang out in your Union Jack underpants?
Recurring theme in these questions seems to be my underpants. As a matter of fact, I do sit around in my underpants all day. If I don't have to go out and go, quite often I don't even bother with my underpants. In fact, I like nothing more than being on a video call with the Prime Minister of Uzbekistan while Dylan licks my balls under the desk. I tried asking Princess Nutnuts to do it, but apparently that's not why she got that nickname. But not to worry, because Dylan will lick anything as long as you put enough peanut butter on it.
Next one comes from Matthew Cassell. Is it true that the original name for Freedom Day was Let the Bodies Pile High Day?
We actually had a bit of a brainstorming session to come up with the best name for 19th of July. In the end, it was a toss-up between Freedom Day, Plague Day, and fuck this, I'm bored, so let's pretend it isn't happening day.
Now we've got a silly one from Lynn J. Bird. She wants to know, do you pee in the pool?
Well, I must be honest and admit that I do pee in the pool. But in my defence, it's not really deliberate. It's just that I find it quite hard not to pee while I'm having a shit.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that, right? It's a new coping mechanism. Right, moving on quickly. We've got one from Elvis Black. On Freedom Day, what exactly are we free from, Prime Minister?
Excellent question, Elvis. The question is that we are now all free from the ability to stay safe while we go about our daily lives. Yes, we have liberated people from the tedium of feeling protected by sensible safeguards like mask wearing in busy indoor places or having to stay 2 meters away from strangers. But the important question should be what I am free from. Because the best thing about Freedom Day is that I am now free from the responsibility for managing the pandemic. By passing the buck to businesses, I can finally have a rest and act as though the pandemic is over.
Now we have one that's been left on speak pipe, and this comes from Peter Kavanagh.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Can I ask my right honourable friend, the Prime Minister, does he agree with me that the expression in the English language, avoid it like the plague, needs perhaps to be retired from common usage, from common parlance, for it would seem to me that the policy of this government, and indeed of the British people, is to be as close to embracing the plague rather than avoiding it as it is possible to be.
I think Peter makes a very good point. I mean, the saying, avoid like the plague, will soon make very little sense. Plague is now something you welcome and rush towards with open arms. I mean, you don't avoid it because it means curbing the economy and spending a fortune on furlough schemes and other support mechanisms. So yes, let's retire this redundant phrase and replace it with something more appropriate, such as, oh, I don't know, afford you like a mask, or afford you like free school meals for poor kids.
Got one here from Daniel Greycat, who says, do you wish the coin you flipped to decide whether to support Brexit or not had come down the other way?
I would never leave an important decision like that to the flip of a coin. I mean, no. I wrote two articles, one in favour of Brexit and the other against. Then I carefully reviewed them to see which one was most likely to further my career and help me become Prime Minister. And it was clearly Brexit. And it all worked out rather splendidly. I mean, yes, the slight downside is that the country will be completely fucked for decades to come, but the upside is that I'm Prime Minister, so no regrets at all.
Question from Vaughan now. He says, have you been shagging a lot of Chequers?
Well, as a matter of fact, I have been shagging quite a lot since I came to Chequers, but don't tell Carrie, or she'll sack the poor girl.
Next up is the Right Honourable Parody Simon Clark. He says, I'm delighted to hear that the money cut from foreign aid will be going straight to struggling families closer to home. How much of the cash taken from some of the world's poorest people will my own constituency of Middlesbrough South and East Cleveland expect to see?
I thank Simon, but you must remember that this isn't really about the money. It's about sending a message to all the xenophobic little Englanders in the country and showing them we are as short-sighted and self-centred as they are. And unfortunately, I can't guarantee that any extra money will go to Middlesbrough, because it's a red wall area, and our research has shown that you don't need to actually spend money in those areas. No, all you have to do is keep repeating the phrase levelling up as often as possible, and the silly buggers will vote for us.
The next question comes from Mark Humphrey, who says, what do you miss the most whilst isolated in a house that doesn't belong to you?
I have to say, Mike, my experience so far is that I don't miss anything. I mean, I find that living in a 16th century manor house surrounded by a 1,500-acre estate with a team of people waiting on me on hand and foot is something I could get quite used to. In fact, I have no idea why people complain about self-isolating and say that, you know, they just can't do it. I mean, it's a piece of cake. Oh, which reminds me. Bring me some cake. Please. Chop, chop.
Now we have another question left on SpeakPap. This one is from someone called George.
Hello, Prime Minister. I just wanted to ask, have you ever passed your driving test?
Thank you for the question, George. Well, let me answer that question by confirming that I do indeed have a driving licence. I won't say that I passed my driving test, because I tackled learning to drive in exactly the same way that I tackled everything with, you know, with no work and ever stopped. I didn't actually bother learning to drive, so when it came to the test, I just got one of my chums to take it instead, so technically he passed my driving test, but I do have the licence, which is all that matters.
Bit of a strange one now from Surly Steve. Will you ever retire your slinky yoghurt cannon?
Well, if that means what I think it means, then no. I certainly hope not. There are plenty more Muller light in those cannonballs.
Fucking hell. Next question comes from Mia Rose. How long until some COVID restrictions are reimposed? Will it be when Tory MPs are back from their summer holidays?
As I've often said, we will always be guided by the science in making those decisions. So lockdown will not be reimposed unless both of the two conditions have been met. A, at least half of the adult population are dead, and B, all Tory MPs are back from their holidays.
Got one now from our friend Daryl Catt. Would you join me in congratulating Mr. Branson on becoming the 8th billionaire to wave his willy in space?
Yes, I naturally feel a certain affinity with any rich person who likes pulling silly stunts to grab media headlines. So congratulations to him. I think we can safely say that this is the most exciting thing Mr. Branson has done since he invented his famous pickle.
I've got a bad feeling about this one, but here we go. Oh, this comes from This World Hell. Boris, you get bored of being PM and receiving off to star in a dick flick. You need a fluffer, and Gavin Williamson is busy. You have to choose between Theresa May, Priti Patel, and Gina Gondolangelo. Who would it be?
Well, I must say, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I mean, a scenario that is simply preposterous and could never happen. I mean, for one thing, there aren't any circumstances in which Gavin Williamson would turn down the opportunity to maintain the tumescence of my manhood.
Oh, Jesus Christ, stop there, will you? Let's move on to a question that's a much more likely scenario. Jake Allen wants to know, when are you going to resign in disgrace?
Thank you, Jay. Well, I always welcome a nice, easy question, and the simple answer is, of course, never. I'm going to leave in my own time when I get bored and can wait no longer to monetize my position and earn a fortune on the public speaking circuit and by being on the board of 20 different dodgy companies.
Okay, this next question comes from Mike H. Thank you for giving me my freedom back. To celebrate, I'll be going to my local barbershop to get my hairstyle just like yours. Can I ask what style you asked for?
Thank you, Mike. Well, I think the best thing I can do is put you directly in touch with my own barber, who I'm sure would be only too happy to take you on. You'll need to arrange transport for him to your house. He doesn't drive due to him being blind. And please don't mention the fact that he only has one arm. He's a bit sensitive about that.
This one's from Elizabeth R., all the way from Canada. She says, who's more sexy, you or Justin Trudeau?
Well, thank you, Elizabeth. Well, I think that depends on what you mean by sexy. I mean, if you mean charming, witty, charismatic, then it would be me. But if, on the other hand, you mean young, fit and very handsome, then that would be me too.
We have a heartfelt plea from Card to B next. How are we going to survive the time between your final Plebs PMQs of this season and the next one, if ever there's going to be one?
Please rest assured that Plebs PMQs will continue in some form or other from September. I take my responsibilities very seriously and will always make an effort to answer the questions of worthless commoners such as yourself.
Very gracious of you, I'm sure. Right, next one comes from FBL Tractor. Someone recently remarked to me, you treat your staff like it's a Victoria workhouse. What's the biggest compliment someone's paid you recently?
Well, let me see. I get so many compliments that it's hard to choose just one. I think I'd have to go for a comment that someone made the other day. They said, if you carry on like this, we'll soon be living in an authoritarian state, which I thought was rather sweet.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Next one comes from Perry Cassidy. My dad is over 80. If he gets COVID, will you be bothered?
This is obviously a reference to the fact that, like I said, people dying of COVID were all over 80, so it was fine. I do feel that my words are being taken out of context here. It's not that I want anyone over 80 to die, it's just that I don't care if they do. I think there's an important distinction there, don't you? So maybe don't be quite so callous and heartless with your questions in future.
Right, who have we got next? Oh, here we are. This one's from SegaMan66. I can't be the only one who feels a sexual tension between the Prime Minister and the Speaker. That's not even a bloody question. I'll handle this one, Prime Minister. Listen, smartass, you can take it from me that there's no sexual tension here. Okay, the only tension you could see is the one between me hating his guts, but depending on him to give me a peerage, right? I've had enough of this crap. It's bloody good job. This is the last one before the summer. Are we bloody done?
Ah, yes, Mr. Speaker, thank you very much for your help, and I trust we can look forward to your kind assistance again in September. I would just like to remind everyone that they can help to make this podcast possible by supporting us through Patreon. We have some wonderful supporters on Patreon, including our millionaire cronies, Andrew Smith, Nicholas Fisher, Andrew Woodall, Zoe Smith, Jonathan Williams, Simon Roberts, Alison McCreed, Ban, Jackson, Isidora, and Milton Yates. And, of course, our fantastic Patreon flagshaggers, John Platt and Jason Pritchard. You'll find a link to Patreon in the description of this episode or in my Twitter bio, or you can search on Google for Parody Boris Johnson Patreon. If you're listening to this on Apple, we would love it if you could leave a review to let us know what you think, along with the obligatory 5-star rating. We'll have some very special summer interviews coming up over the next few weeks, and then after a short break, we'll return with a brand new series in September. Thank you so much for listening to this, our very first season, and remember that you can catch up on all the past episodes of the podcast or PMQs in the same place that you're listening to this. Thank you, and until next time, goodbye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.